to reach 60 degrees. Saturday will be breezy with a high near 49, and Sunday will be sunny with a high near 55. Right now, it's time for Schultegel.
Schultegel is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Came o'er me stealing. Oh, the mice were stealing all in myself, and the owl tried. Goes jingle, jangle, all along the banks of the rock. Jingle, jangle.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Schultegale on KGNU every Wednesday night from 7 o'clock to 8 p.m. That's on KGNU, Boulder, Denver. And that's 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and streaming live at kgnu.org. This is Pat tonight. We're going solo. Shay's mom's passed, and he had to get on a plane and fly home to Dublin. Shay, if you're listening, thoughts and prayers go out to your brother. And, you know, it's always a tough one, no matter how well prepared you are. But anyways, we're thinking about you here. And sure miss you in the studio. You just heard a couple of songs from Enya Ni Olchan, who this album, I just got it in the mail. It was kind of sent off, got lost in the mail, eventually made the way here from Ireland. It's put out by Gaelin, that's G-A-E-L-L-I-N-N. And Enya did this song, not the Enya. Enya did this song, or did this CD over She recorded over the course of 1997 and 1999, and laid down the vocal tracks and some music. She also plays flute, and unfortunately, she passed early for her age in May of 99, and so the work just sat dormant for a while. Her husband Jerry O'Connor, who plays fiddle with her, he just wasn't mentally prepared to delve into the project and finish it. But one of her sons and some other people's, and eventually Jerry started contributing to the project. And just it just came out this year. So I had it on yesterday and playing it, and it's just really a well done CD, and you know, just missing a really great artist there in the loss of Enya. But and prior to that, we started out with Tommy Fleming. He was accompanied by the great Irish writer composer Phil Coulter, and with the backing vocals provided by the Voice Squad. It's called The Old Triangle, and it's was written by famous Irish playwright and troublemaker Brendan Behan. And, you know, a lot of different versions, and there are some great ones out there, but I really like this one a lot, and we do get a lot of requests for it as well. So if you let us know you want to hear it, we'll do our best to try to play it. Right now, I've got some music here, and we'll make some announcements later, but we'll just try to keep playing some music. Hopefully we have something for everybody. Coming up next is Cassie and Maggie McDonald, and Cassie and Maggie were in Spanish Peaks a couple years ago and were a big hit. Rumor is they're coming back this year, and they were just awarded Ireland Live Music Awards. They were awarded the best band or best of some award, being the best of. And so they're definitely a very young talent out of Cape Breton, and they have a new CD coming out here. Hope to have it real soon for you. So here you go. We'll start out with Cassie and Maggie McDonald. Thank you.
has cheeks like roses and a big black billy goat gown decked around with primroses. I'm afraid the scorching sun might burn and spoil his beauty, and if I were with my love, I would do my duty. Up and down, and my love is married. Well, I wish them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward them well for the slighting of me. Do you remember when you lay beside me and you said you'd
upon a Lammas night, when corn rakes are bonny, beneath the moon's unclouded light, I held a bawty Annie. The time flew by with endless heed, till tween the late and early, with small persuasion she agreed to see me through the barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie. The sky was blue, the wind was still, the moon was shining clearly. I set up down with right good will among the rags of barley. A kenter head was all mine, I looed her most sincerely. I kissed her o'er and o'er again among the rags of barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie. Locked her in my fond embrace, her heart was beating rarely. My blessings on that happy place among the rags of barley. But by the moon and stars so bright that shone at her so clearly, she aye shall bless that happy night among the rags of barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie. I hae been blithe wi' comrades dear, I hae been merry drinking, I hae been joy for gathering gear, I hae been happy thinking. But all the pleasures there I saw, though three times doubled fairly, that happy night was worth them all among the rags of barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie.
I tell you, with Robbie Burns' birthday coming up and all the celebrations and all the Burns suppers and all that, you know, we certainly had to play some Robbie Burns, as I hear some of the Scottish guys call him. And that's sung by Ed Miller from Scotland himself. He's now living in Texas, and he makes his way up here fairly often. Spanish Peaks, he'll be down there this year. I think he's going to be up at Estes Park for Long's Peaks Festival in September up there in Estes Park. And that song that comes off the album Lyrics of Gold, and all the songs on there are written by Robert Burns. And If you happen to pick up a copy of the Celtic Connection here around the Colorado Front Range, there's a little article about a statue of Robert Burns that I bumped into out in City Park in Denver. I didn't know it was out there. And I talked to a couple of my friends in St. Andrew's Society, and they didn't know about it either. Now, granted, it was put there in 1904, so, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of things. Well, I have to kid them, or they tell me, in fact, we're not that old. But, no, it's a cool statue. It's a mighty big one. Absolutely. It's hard to miss, but then in its own little way, it's kind of lonely because I didn't really know it was it. So I got it really close. And I go, Robert Burns. Well, that's pretty cool. So anyway, this is birthday this month, and, you know, all kinds of stuff going around. St. Andrew's Society has their dinner, and probably a lot of the pubs and stuff around usually will do something special as well. So you can give a shout down at the Celtic Connection and, you know, get some details if you're looking for a Robin Burns event. Prior to Ed, we had a band called Coitza, a young band from Ireland. Coitza, they're one of those bands that have, like, you know, come out with, you know, full set. There's a number of young bands that I really like that kind of came across, you know, my ears here in recent years. And I really like this band. This comes from their album called Transformed. And the tune is Dowd's Number 10. And prior to that, we have the legendary Donal Lunny. And, of course, Irish music. I mean, Donal was in the Bothy band. And we might play some Bothy band here in a bit. But this one actually came from another one of his bands called Cool Finn. And the fabulous Scottish singer, Edie Reader, was the vocals you heard on there. And just a real creative guy. I mean, he was there in the beginning in the 70s with the Bothy band and, you know, surrounded by some amazing musicians that, you know, people were now playing in the Chieftains and, just a ton of great talent back then. Really rocked the whole trad scene back in the 70s. The whole kind of folk revival was happening in that. And they just put this new spin, new energy, you know, they kind of, you know, like energy of a rock band, you know, using these traditional Irish, you know, instruments and that, and really boosted it along with Planxty and other bands of that era. So, but he continues to this day to do some fantastic projects in that. And one of them in recent, years is Cool Finn. And he's just always behind a lot of cool things. And, of course, Cassie and Maggie McDonald and their CD, Fresh Airs, and Everything But the Kitchen Sink was the name of that little dance tune. Well, I said I'm going to play some Bothy band, a few things. I probably should mention a couple. I said I'd tell you a few things happening here. I'll just grab the copy of the Celtic Connection. See, I miss Shea at this time. He'd be holding up the Celtic Connection, pointing to everything and that. But we've got Alan Doyle of Great Big Seas coming in on February 25th to the Soiled Dove in Denver. And you see him on a picture or on the posters, and he and his guitar. He's bringing a six-piece band. I mean, this is going to be rocking. It's going to have all the energy of a Great Big Sea show. And they'll be playing Great Big Sea songs and along with other original songs from Alan. And if anybody's been to a Great Big Sea show before, you know Alan. It's just going to be fun. It's just straight-out fun. And another straight-out fun show is going to be returning to Colorado as Carlos Nunez from Galicia in Spain. Now, you know, if you've seen him this past year when he went through Colorado, I mean, the guy is just, you know, contagious fun. He's up there, you know, telling you about the Galician connection of the music, not just from Spain to Ireland, but all around the world, and talking about how these pipes made it in South America and how this tune in South America came from Spain, and how the, you know, it's connected to the Irish music and the pipes and the kind of pipes that he plays there in Spain. He tremendous energy, this guy, and he's got a fantastic band, and always a crazed dancer with him it's just totally energetic. He's got everybody up, dancing and he's just a happy kid. I mean, he's on stage, he's like a happy kid at Christmas. I mean, he just is enjoying it and loves to share it. And if you have the opportunity to see Carlos Nunez, make every effort to do so, because it won't be a waste of your time, for sure. And that's March 1st, and that'll be at the Soiled Dove, and that's a matinee. So for some of you people who like to hit the sack early, it's like a 4 o'clock show, I believe. And a few things happening here. Let's see. As I flip through the pages, I don't want to... I know Celtic Thunder's coming in to Colorado in next month, to February 22nd at the Buell Theater in Denver, and then February 23rd down at the Pikes Peak Center in Colorado Springs. Runa's going to come back in March. New band, Dave Curley from Slide. If you saw Slide in Colorado a few years back, I mean, freaky talented, and then there's Finan on guitar there, who's also just a monster on the guitar. A young new fiddle player, excuse me, but I spaced your name, but I'll come up with it here. And there's vocals, there's dancing, and just some fantastic playing. So they'll be coming in early March. A few things here in Kilton Notes. Now, Roger Hara does this column for the Celtic Connection, and every Celtic musician in Colorado and even throughout the region know Roger, and he's just a fantastic supporter and invites everybody to send in their calendars and puts it in the paper every month, and just helps get the word out. He drops off music for us. Matter of fact, in the next set, I will include one of our regional bands, some music that Roger handed me. And so you can check it out each month. We also put it online at thecelticconnection.com. But there are a few things going on. The Indulgers will be at... Connor O'Neill's this month on the 24th. The Wild Mountain Celts, which is kind of a little slenderized version of the Indulgers, they will be playing on the 16th at Espresso Vino in Lafayette. Brian Clancy, of course, has a regular gig at Jack Quinn's in downtown Colorado Springs on Thursday nights, and he goes up to the Irish Snug up on Capitol Hill here in Denver on Saturday nights. And Chances Hooley will be at Jack Quinn's down to Springs on the 17th. Take Down the Door will be headlining. Sorry, that one's passed. Sorry, erase that. 16th, the Commoners will be... up to Estes Park Winterfest. And Big Patty is going to be in Boulder on the 16th at the West Flanders on Pearl Street. Averine has a steady gig down at Katie Mullins in downtown Denver. They'll be down there on the 16th and the 23rd and the 30th of this month. And they pop in occasionally at the Abbey Tavern up on East Colfax. That's 5151 Colfax. So he might give them a shout and see if what their schedule's like in that. So, I said I would play Bhakti Band, but first, you guys are going to have to listen to a, if you want to, if you choose to listen to a drinking set, drinking tunes. We had a request for some songs in that, and I said, sure. So, you know, Kiska and Company, you're just going to have to kick back with a jar and have a listen. We're going to start out with some guys who way back when helped the whole ballad scene get a big boost, and that's sadly they're no longer with us, but the Clancy Brothers. We're going to start out with a tune from them called Jug of Punch, and after that I'm just going to be flipping things out of the bag and see what hits the machine. Okay, here we go.
There's a lovely drinking song called A Jug of Punch. Punch is made here in America, apparently, with rum or something like that. But in Ireland, it's naturally enough made with Irish whiskey. You have a glass and a spoon, some hot water, a squeeze of lemon, some sugar, some cloves.
No, you don't need the cloves.
You don't really need the hot water either. But it's a lovely drink anyway. And this is a song that an old man might sing in the evening, an old man whose whole life had been sweetened by the drinking of punch.
Yes, and
he sort of growls it out one evening as the world is slipping out of focus. Starts out very quietly and very poetically and rapidly deteriorates. Like a good night of drinking. Jug of punch when they're in tune.
Are you in tune? Yeah.
Anyway, all good people should join in the chorus of this song. Anybody who's ever tasted punch. Lovely.
One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I was sitting with my glass and spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the Jug of Punch. Toor-a-loor-a-loo, toor-a-loor-a-lay, toor-a-loor-a-loo, toor-a-loor-a-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the Jug of Punch. One more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by a snug tar fire? Upon his knee, a pretty wench, aye, and on the table, a jug of punch.
Tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay, tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay. Upon his knee, a pretty wench, aye, and on the table, a jug of punch.
Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon my heart. Even the cripple forgets his punch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay, tor-a-loor-a-loo, tor-a-loor-a-lay. Even the cripple forgets his punch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And if I get drunk, well, the money's me own, and them don't like me, they can leave me alone. I've shown my fiddle hand, I'll resin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
And toor-a-loor-a-loo, toor-a-loor-a-lay, toor-a-loor-a-loo, toor-a-loor-a-lay. I've shown my fiddle hand, I'll resin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
And when I'm dead, I end in my grave, no costly tombstone will I have.
This one,
just lay me down in my native peat with a jug of punch at my head.
Come on.
fellows are looking out for better weather. It's all for the glory, jolly, jolly roar. It's all gone for me and Angela. For I split on the tune on the laddies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. Where is me shirt?
Go. That's tonight's edition of Shoulder Gale. It's been great hanging out with you. This is Pat on Shoulder Gale. Up next is Musica Mundi. So stay tuned with EC and always a great show there. So you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or streaming live all the time on KGNU.org. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Thank you so much, Pat. Kicking it off tonight, some music out of Spain on this evening's Musica Mundi.
Te tengo que querer aunque me muera, porque eso de quererte es mi destino, que se deshace sin querer la cera, si da la llama a su querer divino. Te tengo que querer aún sin querer, sin dar esta batalla por perdida, sabiendo que en quererte está mi muerte, sabiendo que en quererte está mi vida. Te tengo que querer aunque no quiera. Te tengo que querer aunque me muera. A mi albedrío, con este corazón tan consecuente, que no se puede detener el río ni con la uña que le clava el puente. Te tengo que querer sin que me ampare, quererte aunque tu pecho esté vacío, porque este es el pesar de mi pesar, tenerte que querer a pesar mío. Te tengo que querer aunque no quiera. Te tengo que creer aunque me muera. Querer sin que me ampare, quererte aunque tu pecho esté vacío, porque este es el pesar de mi pesar, tenerte que querer a pesar mío, porque este es el pesar de mi pesar, tenerte que querer y amar.
Metsa liigled, metsa laagled, metsa liigled, metsled, metsa haaned, hallid linnud, metsa haaned, hallid linnud, minge muisade kaudu, minge mui kaudu, minge muue maade kaudu, minge muu te kaudu hõõrutage, õdede kaudu hõõrutage, kaudu viige viimsel vennal teada, viige viimsel vennal teada, mind viiaks võõrale rajale, mind viiaks võõrale rajale, ja talutaks linna turule, ja talutaks linna ja seal minu juuksed jupsitakse, seal minu juuksed takse, kõrvad maha krapsatakse, kõrvad maha krapsatakse, metsa liigled, metsa laagled, metsa liigled, metsa laagled, metsa haaned, ha.